I have a, to me, it's a powerful word. And Holy Ghost, I'm asking the Holy Ghost to help me to deliver this word today. I need his help. You know, you always need his help. But I believe this, the word of God can change us so that we can walk in victory on every level of growth. Every level. And the Bible tells us real plain who we are in Christ, and I'm going to dismiss and get so we can get to the word. The Bible tells us who we are in Christ, and but we need to know how to develop that, how to make it real, and how to make it alive and growing and succeeding and overcoming and winning. And it says, it tells us real plain who we are. It said, therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he or she is. Didn't say a becoming or someday will be. He said, if you're in Christ, you are. You are a new creature. Old things are gone, past, not there anymore. Behold, all, not some, all things are new. And I was sharing with some men in my class, just sharing with them and sharing some things with them. And we're going to dismiss the children in just a minute. You need to hear this. And we was talking about old things are gone. And I just, we was in my office. I just started turning off lights. I said, you can't see too well now, can you? You can see it, but you can't. It's not too visible. You can see it, but you can't make out what. Then I opened up my bathroom door and there wasn't no light on. They could see something, but they couldn't see what was in there. I started turning lights on. I'm like, what you see? Oh, we can see what's in there now. The answer is that word giveth light. And it giveth understanding to the simple. I don't care how simple you are. That word will reveal light. And the Bible tells us that God is light. Am I right about it? And in him is no darkness at all. At all. Y'all. All right, we'll dismiss our children. If you would be kind enough, and they're going to help us out by putting it on this on the screen. If you'll be kind enough to turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 4 and 5. Amen. Luke, Gospel, chapter 17, verses, I said 4 and 5. Actually, we want 5 and 6. 5 and 6. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 6, 5, and 6. You remember, some of you remember the other. It was, I think I taught it one Wednesday night a little bit. And I taught it on one Sunday morning. Dominion. How many remember I talked about dominion? And when I want to prep this like this, when God, I don't know, all I know, he did it in time. He started time with, and as far as what I know about time is when he's created man. But we know from scripture, God has no beginning, has no ending, right? We know that. So we can't say, well, God began here. He don't have no beginning. And well, he'll end here. He has no ending. So this God always was and always will be. But somewhere in his eternity, he brought in time. And when he brought in time, he created a man to live in time. Amen. And he created a world in which we live. You know, I think about this world sometime. One time when I was a kid, and I was a teenager, and I got to thinking, you know, because I didn't know much about the scripture now, and don't say I know all that much now, but I know a little more now than I did then. But I got thinking about the earth, and I said, now, this ground, I said, what is it sitting on? You can put all kind of weight on it. It just, you know, earth is here. And I tried to figure out in my mind what could it possibly be sitting on. And you know, I never did. So I left it alone. Amen. But God created a world. Are y'all in the house? I need to get your attention. God created a world. And then he created a planet called Earth. We know this from I did learn this in school. There are other planets out there. But he created a planet called Earth. And we know on this Earth there are who? People. Lots of people. There are animals. Amen? Lots of them. And there are different types. We have animal. We have the fowl, the birds. We have the fish swims in water. Amen. And other creatures. You know, they have fish. We say fish because they have a different name. And but here's what I'm driving at. But when he created man, when he created man, what did he say to man? He made him in his image after his likeness. And then he said to man, do what? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and then what do the next word? Have dominion, have dominion, have dominion, have dominion. Notice what he said. Oh, well, have dominion, take your dominion. Why would he have dominion if he didn't give him dominion? Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and on and on and on. And then he told Adam, he said, anything that move on this earth, you what? You rule. You dominate. Right? So, and Adam actually dominated everything on the earth. Matter of fact, he named every creature. Amen. According to scripture. But Adam, we know, sold us out. So let me get to it. And when he sold us out, somebody else had dominion on this earth, right? And we see after Adam committed sin, we started seeing crime, disasters, and uproars and different kinds of stuff start happening. First thing we find in scripture, a brother killed a brother, didn't he? Huh? But before Adam sinned, we didn't see anything like that. We don't have no record of it. Hello? And God had told man to have dominion over everything. And man had who inside of him? God, because he was created, what? In the image and likeness of God. Amen?